All right, here we go. My name's Jeff Kay, and you are listening to episode 30 of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. I'm going to cheat a little. I hope you guys aren't too upset with me. Hope you're not, you know, after I tell you the details of it, hope you're not, you know, shaking with anger. You know, I apologize in advance. I'm going to skip an episode. I'm not going to skip an episode. I guess I am skipping an episode. But I got so far off track with these episodes, the day they come out. I'm still doing two a week, but they're out of sequence. You know, everything's just like, it's like everything's out of sequence. It's like an engine that's just not running right. So I need to recalibrate this bastard. And to do that, I'm going to make this one, which is episode 30. I'm going to make it available to the full audience. And hopefully it'll be out on Monday. And then I'll be back on track. And then Thursday I can do a Patreon show. And then I'll be back on track. And it'll be up to me to maintain that. I did it for a year, you know. Yeah, I've been doing this podcast for a year. I didn't really realize that, but Zip, who does my production work, does a damn good job of it, I might add, told me the other day, said, you know, you just passed your one-year anniversary. No, I did not. I did not realize that. So that's pretty cool. For a year, I maintained, and just recently I got off track. So, I don't like getting off track. I don't like being out of whack either. You know, I don't like it. I like to be on track and in whack. That's the way I like to live my life. So anyway, I'm going to do it. I hope you guys are not, you know, basically skipping a Patreon episode. Sorry. It's my fault. I apologize. But this will allow me to get back on schedule. So that's what we're going to do. So thank you guys for supporting me at Patreon. If you wanna, this would be a good time to talk about this. If you would like to have two episodes a week, you can do that easily. Just head on over to patreon.com, patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. They call it a patronage. It's a monthly donation. Stick it on a credit card. Any amount above $4 will do it. You know, it doesn't have to be $4. It can be more. It's up to you. But $4 will unlock the Thursday episode, the extra episode every week. I record that one for patrons only. If you want to hear it, it's easy to do. Just head on over to patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up today. Stick it on a credit card, and it'll just come out automatically. You won't even notice it. And then you'll get double. You get twice the West Virginia Surf Report every week. And how cool is that? You get instant access to all the old shows, the ones that have already been recorded, and you get instant access to the new ones as they're released. So if you're interested in that, do it today. I urge you to do it today. Also, that we have our hotline. You can call in, leave a message, ask a question, you know, make a comment. Whatever floats your boat, you know, have a few pops, you know, give it a call. It's 570-290-8151. That's 570-290-8151. It's all voicemail, so just call anytime you want, 24 hours a day. It doesn't matter. It's some Google thing. So, you know, if you wake somebody up at Google, that's tough shit for them, you know. Call them at 4 o'clock in the morning. Probably some guy sitting in a room, right, out there in Washington State. Or wherever the hell they're at. Where are they at? I don't know. Out there in Silicon Valley. I don't know. I don't know where Google... I don't know where the Google... I don't know where the center of the universe... You know, our overlords are located. Who is it? Is it Microsoft that's in Redmond, Washington? I don't know. Who cares? Wake them up. wake up those Google bastards. You know, give them a call. 570-290-8151. Call in the middle of the night. It's probably just a phone in a room, right? That's what I'm thinking. All right, this thing's already. Okay, so I wanted to bring you up to date on a few things. The wiener dog, the rambunctious wiener, is at our house right now. He seems like a good guy. I'm concerned. I'm concerned now. You know, when Tony told me about this, when she said, you know, we're going to be keeping this dog for a week, I'm like, what? You run this stuff through him. You know, shouldn't we discuss this stuff? How can you just, like, say yes without talking to me? You know, we need to, these are decisions that the both of us need to come to as a couple. Not telling me after the, anyway, so my concerns were this dog was going to make me crazy. It's going to be high maintenance, and it's going to be an insane week, right? However, I've met the dog now. He's over here. He's tap dancing around. Can't sit down. I think the thing's like, what is going on? Who are these people? Where am I at? What's going on? You know, I think that's what's going through his little wiener dog head, little brain, his wiener brain. And he's like, I don't know. You know, he's like walking all around, prancing, tap dancing, you know, just constantly on the move, sniffing every square inch of the house. For some reason, he won't set foot in the kitchen. I don't know why. I can't even coax him in there. Like, I stand in the kitchen, and I try to, you know, coax him, try to talk him into, coming in there. He won't. He's afraid to go in the kitchen. Seems really weird. He's gone halfway up the stairs and then came right back down, so he's getting a little ballsy there, you know. He's getting his courage up, you know. But he won't go in the kitchen. He's doing a lot of prancing. He's a good guy. He's a good dog. Very nice. So now my concern, and I think this is a valid concern, is at the end of the week, I'm not going to want to give him up, you know. I'll be out there on the porch going, Dusty, no, don't take my Dusty away from me, you know. I'm afraid that's what's going to happen. Instead of, oh, is this week ever going to end, you know, that was my initial reaction. This week is never going to end. This dog is driving me freaking crazy, you know. Now it's going to be, please don't take my Dusty. Dusty away from, you know, it's going to be one of those things. I'll be standing out on the porch blubbering, you know. So anyway, he's a good guy. I've called him Andy twice already, which is weird because Andy's been gone since December of 2017. But I've already called him Andy twice. Tony called him Andy once. I don't know. It's weird. It's like hard-coded, you know. So dog equals Andy, you know. It's hard-coded. We had him for 17 years. He was fantastic. All right. This guy seems really good, too. You know, he's like, he gets up on the love seat, and he sits in the perch that Andy prepared for him, you know. Through the years, there's an Andy perch up there. It's kind of like a little divot where Andy used to sit. On one end of the love seat, up at the top of the love seat, so he could look out the window. He sits in that pocket. He sits in the Andy pocket. Dusty is his name. And he seems like a cool guy, you know. The bells. Here's a follow-up on the bells. I told you, Tony, the woman said, I'll be sure to bring his bells. And then Tony's like, okay. I was like, you didn't follow up on... What the... So I said, you got to follow up on shit like that. What does she mean, his bells? This is a dog, right? I mean, so, all right, you ready for this? All right, I have the answer for you. The bells, it's like these, I don't know, sleigh bells or something that you hang on the doorknob of the front door. And if he needs to go outside, if he needs to, you know, sling some urine or whatnot, he goes over there and bats that thing. Supposedly. We haven't witnessed this. That's what she claims. The woman who dropped this Dusty off to us. She claims that he is He's trained to go over there and, you know, knock these bells around with his, I don't know, does it do it with its snout? Is this a, does it do a snout strike on it? Or does he bat it with his paws? I don't know. Well, I guess we'll witness that later because we haven't seen that yet. But anyway, so that's the bells. It's some kind of signal. I don't know about this. I don't trust it, but I don't think we should use that 100%, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. That's what that was. She brought a cage. They call it a crate. It's a freaking cage. We've never kept a dog in anything like that, so I don't have any experience with that. Thing went in there a little while ago and was rooting around, and then it grabbed this big bone. It looks like a human femur. Dragged that thing out, started gnawing on it, and that's the only time he's like been kind of quiet, you know. The rest of the time he's just like prancing around, going to the front door, you know, just jumping up on the love seat, just walking and sniffing, you know. But he seems like a good dog, so I don't think it's going to be a problem, you know. He's barked a little bit, you know, when the neighbors came out of their front door a little while ago. He was yelling at him, you know. He was letting them know, you know, his displeasure, just like Andy used to do. So, you know, it'll be good. You know, so far, so good. I have a feeling it's not going to be one of those deals where I can't wait for the weekend to end. It'll be like, oh, man, she's going to come get him on Sunday. It'll be the end of it. I'll have to say goodbye to Dusty, you know. So I think that's the way it's going to go. So anyway, he's here. We've got the rambunctious wiener right now. He's doing all right. Another follow-up. I went to, I had tickets for 3 baseball games this weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I took Friday off from work. It's going to be my baseball weekend. Cincinnati Reds, who are my team, you know. Their AAA farm team's playing in town. It's the only time this season. So they're in here for a series, you know, with the hometown Rail Riders. Previously, Red Barons. Well, so they were the Phillies AAA team. They were the Red Barons. And then the Phillies said, yeah, we're out. You know, I think they were here for like 20 years or something. They were here a long time. They went down to Allentown, became the Iron Pigs. Is it the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs or something like that? So they moved out, you know, brand new stadium down there, all fancy pants. So then we got the Yankees. They moved out of Columbus. They had their AAA team in Columbus for, I don't know, 25 years or something. They moved to Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, became the Yankees. They were the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Yankees. And I don't know how this came about. I don't know if the Yankees insisted on it or what, but they poured millions, somebody, I don't know, I probably help, somehow I'm probably involved in this, but they poured millions of dollars into this, the stadium that they play in, revamped the whole thing. It's fantastic. I mean, they did a great job with it, you know. They turned it into an old style, like an 80s baseball stadium, turned it into a modern place. It's really cool. Great. They did a great job with it. And, so I don't know if the Yankees insisted on that, but I have a feeling they did. And then they were the Yankees for a few seasons, and then all of a sudden they changed their name to the Rail Riders, the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders, and that's what they are today. So the Rail Riders were playing the Louisville Bats, which is the Reds team, formerly the River Bats. What? No, I don't know. Why would you change your name from the River Bats to the Bats, you know? That makes no logical sense to me. But anyway, I had tickets. I bought them months ago. Well, I didn't buy any of them. To tell you the truth, I asked off from work months ago. Tony got these tickets through her job somehow. I don't know. She got tickets for all 3 games. Didn't cost us a nickel. And they're fantastic seats, you know. They're literally 4 rows back, right behind home plate, you know. So anyway. So I had this thing planned for months. And what happens? That's right. The 3 hottest days of the year. And that's not even a joke. To date, these have been the three hottest days, most humid, most demoralizing, most suicide-triggering weather. This is the absolute perfect illustration of all that I hate about weather. This is the worst. I mean, you can't get any worse than this. This is just, it's hot, it is humid, and it is unrelenting. I mean, you can't get away from it. It feels like I cannot get away from it. You know, even when I'm inside air conditioning, it feels like my big fat ass body has absorbed heat, you know, like into the bones. I feel like my bones are carrying heat, you know, and I'm just radiating from the inside out, you know. So I got these games I want to go to. I'm excited to see these guys, these players who may be future Red Stars, play in the minor leagues. I think that's kick-ass. See players who later become, you know, stars in the majors before they've ever played a major league game. I love that kind of stuff. So I've been excited about that every night, every day. Hotter than hell, you know? I mean, it's just, oh, God. This is, anybody that says, yeah, this is what, hotter the better, you know, all that shit, these assholes that you hear people say, bring on the humidity, I love it all, you know. These are the same assholes that like hot peppers, you know. They're all in the same category as far as I'm concerned. You know, these guys love super hot foods, you know. They love, like, you know, just super high humidity temperatures out the, you know. I mean, this is just, I hate, this is the worst. And now I got to go to these games. I want to go to the games. But I don't want to sit out in the sun, you know. And I don't want to sit in there and just sweat. So Friday night we went, you know, Tony and I did. And so that was the first night. And we went in there. It was just miserable, you know. I felt like I was just a stack of, like, sweaty meat, you know, just sitting there, just sweat, just like Jabba the Hutt, just, or Pizza the Hutt, more like it, you know, and I'm just sitting there, just like, oh, God, you know. I mean, the game was good, it was exciting, you know, the Bats came back and won the thing at the end, you know, and all that was good, you know. There was nothing, the game was fun. We had some, they had some craft beers up there. I had this Conshohocken. You heard me right. Conshohocken. Some kind of, I don't know, IPA pale ale, something like that. That shit was kick-ass. Thing cost $6.75 for a, you know, 12-ounce cup. $6.75. And then there was this guy walking around, you know, one of these, you know, spirited beer vendors. One of these guys that's, you know, high personality guys, you know. He was like, you people need to drink, you know, that kind of stuff. He was like bellowing, literally. That, I mean, there is no other way to describe the way this guy talks. Bellowing. And, you know, I said, what you got in there? He goes, I got all kinds of things, buddy. What do you want? And, you know, I said, you got any Pabst in there? No. All right. I said, you got the Yingling Lager? I can do that. I said, how much? $6.75 American. So, all right, that's an unusual way of putting it, but all right, that seems also, I might add, shockingly expensive for a can of beer. Well, it was a 16-ouncer anyway, what we used to call a tall boy. Yeah, back in the motherland, you know, we call those 16-ouncers the tall boy. Anyway, so it was a Yingling Lager Tall Boy, $6.75, wildly expensive. Tony had some kind of, I think she had one of those, like, metal bottles, you know what I'm saying? Like an aluminum bottle of Bud Light Orange or something. I was like, I don't know about that. But anyway, so the game was good. I mean, if it had been 73, low humidity, would have been great, you know. It would have been a blast, you know. We went to Chipotle before we went to the game. It was good, and then the game itself was good, except for the you know, just the demoralizing, relentless, just a, I mean, even when the sun went down, it's just humid, God, you know, I mean, it's just, oh, God. So then Saturday night, I was going to go with Steve, or I did go with Steve. I met Steve there, my friend Steve, and that was fun, too. I got to meet the guy who played Jay Peterman on Seinfeld. Unclear why he was there. He was doing some kind of personal appearance. How much they pay those guys to do that? I'd like to know the answer. How much they pay this guy? I'm sure they paid his first-class airfare, put him up in a hotel, gave him a food per diem, right? And paid him some... Oh, I should turn that phone. Why do I forget to turn that off? Anyway, and paid him some chunk of cash to appear there. He sat out there at a table, said there was a sign that said he would be there from the top of the second to the bottom of the sixth inning. At the beginning, there was a long line of Seinfeld nerds, guys wearing Seinfeld shirts, you know, morbidly obese, I might add, in most cases. And, you know, there's a big long line. Then by the fifth inning, there was like, you could just walk up and talk to him. So I walked up and I said, hey, can I get a picture? He just like took his thumb and jerked it to, you know, yeah, get behind me, you know. He didn't say anything to me. I don't think he said a word. He wasn't rude, but he was not interested in having any kind of chit-chat with me or anybody else for that matter. But he allowed me to take a picture, and he signed some stuff. Steve got some stuff signed, and he was getting people were getting pictures. He was open to pretty much anything, but he was not interested in going into any detail with any of these shit kickers from Scranton, you know. Just give me the check, you know. That was the vibe. So, but he was fine. So that was kind of interesting, kind of bizarre. The game, you know, the Bats lost this one. They lost the second game by one run. It was close. And Steve, like I think it was the ninth inning, we're sitting there, you know, we're watching. They're trying to come back. This guy Scott Schebler, who played for the Reds last year, in fact, he was one of their starting outfielders for most of the season. You know, he had a bad. He started in the outfield this year too, and his batting average was like, you know, 168 or something. So they sent him down to the minors, try to get that shit corrected. Still down. He's still in the minor leagues. So he comes up. He starts fouling off balls. He hits one right above. He pops one up, you know, to the right behind him. Hits something metallic above us. Bounces back, and it hits like literally right behind where we're sitting, and Steve snatched it. So he got a foul ball. Steve got a foul ball from Scott Schebler, you know. And then the very next pitch crushed a home run to right field. So that was kind of cool, you know. It was fun. Had a couple more of those Conshohockens. I had another lager out of that guy's bucket, Mr. You people need to be drinking, you know. It's like, I don't know. It's a weird salesmanship. But anyway, it was hot. It felt like Friday was hotter. But according to, you know, what everybody was saying, Saturday was going to be the hottest day of them all. But I don't know. It seemed like Saturday wasn't near, well, it was hot. Let's be straight about that. Saturday was hot. It felt like Friday was worse. I don't know if I got used to it a little bit. But anyway, sitting there just watching the game, sweltering, just, you know, every pore of my enormous body swung wide open, you know, just suffering, you know. So, but anyway, it was fun. And then Sunday, which is today as I record this, I woke up, they have a 110 game, I think, or 105 started. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going. I feel like I've had enough. I feel like I've been beaten with a bag of hoagie rolls. You know? I feel like I've been beaten down, you know. That sun and that heat has just zapped me of all my energy. I need a down day, you know. I need one day of, lazy sackism to revamp, recharge my batteries. I need sackism. So I wimped out on the Sunday game. I was going to go by myself. I didn't have anybody to go with me. Tony is like, I'm not going back to that. Are you serious? Why in God's name would I subject myself to another 3 hours of pure hell, you know? So, and then the kids are all working. They can't go. So I was going to go by myself. And that was the plan anyway. I woke up this morning, I'm like, fuck that. You know, I'm not going back down. 1:10, the sun bearing straight down. Ugh, I can't do that. I couldn't even drink beer, you know, at 1:10 in the afternoon. I wouldn't do it. I guess I could, but I wouldn't. So, so I just said to hell with it. You know, I'm just going to hang out at the house with the rambunctious wiener, get to know him and all that jazz. And that's what I'm doing. And so far it's been a pretty low-key day. I went out on the deck, cooked some burgers for lunch. When I walked out there, it felt like I was walking into a blast furnace. And I said, yep, that confirms that I made the right decision, because I am about to start bawling. It's so hot, so humid, I'm about to start crying. I'm made of rugged stock, you know. Well, what can I say? But anyway, you know, now that this baseball weekend's over, starting tomorrow, it's supposed to go back down into the 70s, you know. It's like the universe knows. The universe knows that I got big plans coming up, so let's just make it as miserable as we possibly can. Crank that heat up. Fire up the humidity machine, you know. So anyway, I went to 2 out of 3. It was good. It was good times. I got to meet Jay Peterman, you know, and I got my picture taken with him. I put it on Instagram if you want to see it. All right. And on Thursday, this coming Thursday, I'm going to see Chuck Cleaver down in Philadelphia. Took another day off. Going to drive down there, see that show. His new album came out on Friday. Solo album. He's a member of the Ass Ponies. You familiar with them? If you're not, you should rectify that situation right away. They had 6 albums, all of them fantastic. Great. I mean, I'm not kidding. Great. Great. Guy's a great songwriter. And a great personality, you know. Curmudgeon. Love him. And then he, after they broke up, he started the band Wussy with Lisa Walker. So they got a male-female lead singer type thing. They switch off. Sometimes they sing together. So she's going to be at this show too. So and another member of Wussy. All 3 of them have released solo records. So they're touring together, the 3 of them. And that'll be fun, you know. I'm going to go down there with my son, the younger boy. And that's Thursday night. So, you know. And then next month, in August, got the Raconteurs in Pittsburgh. Then we got the Cincinnati trip. You know, I have no doubt that they're going to crank up the heat and humidity for that one too. It's only one night. We'll endure it. You know, plus we're going to that tennis match, which could be a problem because that's in the daytime. Oh, God. I hope it's, I hope it cooperates. Come on. You know, have a little leniency. But anyway, I got some things, you know, lined up in the near future. That'll be fun. And we're somehow at the end of this thing. I had other things written down here, but we're at the end already. So we'll call it a day. Thank you, guys. I apologize for the skipping of the episode, but this will allow me to get back on track and we'll get back to the way it's supposed to be. I'm also trying to get Rocky to come on. My old friend Rocky, you know. From back in Dunbar, he seems semi-reluctant, to tell you the truth. I think I could wear him down. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. And maybe we'll do that. Almost, I'm thinking about, you know, bringing my producer Zip on here, having a little discussion with him. So maybe we'll have some, guests in the near future. All right, see how that goes. And until next time, until Thursday, Hope you guys have a fine, fine week, and I will see you then. Talk to you later. Bye. Wiener dog had little brain, his wiener brain.